those that are with young, those that don't have the fullness of the stature, those that are not able to eat the meat, He's going to lead us, because the things that we have, they're tender. We have just a little milk of the sincere truth of the power of this message. So He's going to lead us. But we must be in His bosom, brothers and sisters. We must rest in the bosom of Yeshua. And Yah is gathering Israel. He is gathering us to rest in the bosom of Yeshua HaMashiach. That's when we gather in His bosom. We gather in the bosom of Israel. Yah has always, will always be married unto Israel. He sent Yeshua to solidify at the show this backslid Jezebel, her harlotry of sins, to say, come back. Come back. Come on, that's a man. That's a woman when she knows that her husband, man, has gone out and done things, and she say, come back, man. Come on back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He tells us, come on back. Hallelujah. I'll put you in the tender lamb's bosom. Oh, I know I can be rough. Come on, husband, man. We can be rough, can't we? Come on here. Let me hear Cassandra. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be a hypocrite. All right. Okay. And so you assure them, come on in the bosom. So Yah says, now I'm austere, period. So I give you a gentle touch. Gentle shepherd, lead us. He said, Yahshua is the gentle touch. And so I want you to rest in His bosom. And when I see you resting in His bosom, I just look at that and say, that's all right. Oh, that's all right. I've gathered you to rest in the bosom of Yahshua. I want to rest there, brothers and sisters. Where else is it to rest? Where else is there comfort? Come on, Sister Roberts can rest in my bosom, and then I turn around and be mean as a rattlesnake. I will, my brother. I can rest in her bosom and she turn around like a pit viper. Yeah. That is the truth. Search me, Yah. Try me. See if there be any wicked thing in me. Bring it to life. Hallelujah. That's what the gathering in Yahshua is for. It reveals what we are. It shows what we are. Hallelujah. You see the young man with his wife in the embrace. You see the young man, no wife. You see the young sister, no wife. She's stronger. She's virtuous. Her mind is pure. Come on, that's all the metaphor of Yahshua. One that is not married should not feel any sadness. The one that is not married ought to rejoice. Why? Because you have the power to render unto Yah greater thing than I do. You can give Him everything. You think you miss something in life. You miss hell. You miss trouble. You miss being ostracized. You miss battles. Come on here, women. Sitting like a jellyhead. Come on, man. Tell me the truth, preacher. Tell me the truth. Hallelujah. So in your position, in all that Yah takes you through, give Toda. Hallelujah. You will not miss anything. That Yahweh will not withhold no tough thing for them that walk upright. He knows what you need. He knows. Hallelujah. You seek the kingdom. Don't seek a wife. Don't seek a husband. You seek the kingdom. And all these things shall, I will, Toda, shall be added unto you. Seek the kingdom of Yahweh. There are those that have found husbands and wives they wish they had none of. Sure it is. So He shall bring us to His bosom. And He said, Yahshua shall gently lead those that are with young. Some of our ways are young and immature, are they not? Some of our ways are juveniles, are they not? Come on, brothers and sisters. We say things that shows our immaturity and our youthfulness in spiritual things, do we not? I know I do. I know I do. If you're above that, then Toda Yah. And so He's going to lead us that with young. Hallelujah. He's going to lead us. He's going to even lead the sheep that have young lambs as well. You that sincerely give your family over unto Yah. You that have been elected by the mercies of Yahweh. He will lead you. He will show you which way to go. He will gather you unto Yahshua HaMashiach. He will. He must, brothers and sisters, because His word says so. There are things that have transpired that have brought about a great devastation upon Israel. And I want to show you where it began, but I want to show you what Yahweh says He's going to do. There's a great remedy that He's going to produce in the midst of Israel. The things that he has suffered, they have come upon Israel, and they have caused the sheep to scatter. Without a tremendous grazing place, when they began to graze and eat the truth, and the knowledge of truth, that because they began to grow with maturity and strength, and they say to the man of Yahweh, is that according to His will? And they began to resist that because they know that their ways are wrong. You take this element of truth to any preacher. If he doesn't love truth, he will reject it. He will try to convince you it's wrong. I'll tell you what, bring them to me. Tell them to come and sit down with me. I was in Mr. Lockhart's place yesterday, Brother Michael and I. When I go to Jefferson, I'll stop in there for a few minutes. The man has been very kind to us. And so there was this Jehovah's Witness in there. And so Mr. Lockhart knows, he began to talk. He said, "Hey, this Pastor Roberts, every time he comes in, he leaves me a nug. He leaves me something. He always..." He said, "Now, here's Brother Soul right here, Pastor Roberts. But what he's trying to do is trying to get us to engage." Well, I was hoping that he would say something, but he did not. He says to him, "Pastor Roberts, he can ask you some questions. Now, he can say some things." He told him, "Write it down, and then I'll get back with you." And the man, he fled like a fearful thing. Well, I knew he was fearful. I said, "Well, he left because he was fearful. Because they cannot handle you one-on-one. They need two or three. That's how they do it. And they go back and get another one." And so if he had opened up, if that had been Yah's will, it wasn't Yah's will to cast his pearls before swine like that. It was not Yah's will to give that which is kadosh unto a dog. He let him run and go back to his own religious vomit. He doesn't mean for you to pour this out to the dogs. When you hear the emit of Yah, you don't harden your lamb. Well, I don't understand that. Don't be like a fool. Be quiet and open your ears to hear. Don't fight. Don't resist it. You will know the truth because it began to cut in all your traditions. It began to debunk all the lies you've been taught. You will know the truth. We began to free you up. I hear from people all the time, "Pastor Roberts, I'm appalled all my life. I was raised here, raised there." And they knew that was here. He said, and they tell me, men and women. I heard from a sister from D.C. the first time I ever heard from someone from that district of corruption. That's why it's D.C. Deep corruption. Is it not? Faggot senators and every kind of... It's deep corruption. First time I've ever heard from someone from D.C. And our words were, "Pastor Roberts, all these years, these things that I'm thinking that I'm walking in the light of truth, and all of a sudden, Yah began to move on my heart. And my mind was not satisfied with the status quo. And I began to search in my... I find you all here. What a blessing." Just listen, my sister, if you listen. "You shall grow by the knowledge that Yahweh imparts from this place here." They are deceivers, brothers and sisters. I'm here to tell you, the Great One, the Almighty Creator, has a name. Everything has a name. He gave Adam and Shavaiv a name. Every river was named. Every tree, every beast. The Mighty One has a name. And it's not Lord's Be'ed. And it's not God, Elohim. His name is Yahweh. He is Yah, the Mighty One. And He wants His name to be esteemed. Hallelujah. He says, "There has been a tremendous misjustice in my house, because my desire is to gather my people." He says in Jeremiah chapter 23, listen carefully. Jeremiah 23 verse 1. He says, "Woe be to you, Rahah, you pastors." He said, "You are bad, you destroy, and you scatter the sheep of my pasture," says Yahweh. Now, is this Yahweh speaking? This is how He speaks to Israel, by the power of a Nabi and by the living truth of Yahshua. So He says, "Woe unto you," He said, "that destroy my people, that cause my people to perish." He said, you caused them to go astray, and you caused death to come upon them. You caused them to separate from me. He said, therefore, this says Yahweh, the sovereign ruler of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people. You have scattered my flock. You have driven them away. You have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saying Yahweh. When Yahweh speaks to a man upon his bed, when the word that he has heard out of the mouth of a nabi or leader, when that word rises up in his life and it causes him to awaken in the midnight hour, and he does not feed the house of Israel with that, Yah says, woe unto you, my dog. They're dogs. They're blind dogs. They're blind guides. They know the truth and they hold the truth of Yahweh in unrighteousness. They hold back the truth because they're unrighteous dogs. They're greedy dogs. They're greedy for gain and they cannot have enough. That's why we must be gathered in the bosom of Yahshua. He said, woe unto you all. You've caused them to scatter. But Yah says this. He said, I want to tell you something in verse 3. He says this. Listen. He said, and I will gather, I will compact, I will gather the remnant. That's all he's going to gather, the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them. He's gathering the remnant. The remnant of the seed. There are those that are not remnant. There are those that are phonies. There are those that are tares. But he says, I'm going to gather the remnant of my seed. And when I gather you for my mo'adim, when I say gather in Jerusalem, you shall gather. I'm going to gather. He said, no, I'm not going to leave that to David to gather you. He said, I'm going to gather. Yah's not leaving that to the pastor. He said, I'm going to gather. He said, I'm going to gather the remnant of my seed that I have driven into all countries where I've driven them. And I will bring them again to their foes. And they shall be para, they shall be fruitful, and they shall increase, they shall bring about robah. When God gathers us, we are going to be fruitful. We heard that expressed during this time, that there must be an abundance of fruit when Yahshua comes. We're going to be fruitful when we are gathered in Yahshua. No other way. He's going to cause us to be fruitful, and he's going to cause us to increase. Hallelujah. He'll take $5 and make you do what 5,000. Not what these lying dogs are saying. Not what the Benny Hins. Not what the Richard Roberts. One of the most tremendous scandals of what they call Christendom is about to break. Old Roberts and his wife down there. The son, Richard Roberts, that trash down there. Hallelujah. She has all these young men sales numbers that she calls them. Text them messages. When a man begins to get old, he begins to lose his virilness. And this is what Shaitan has done. He has caused this superficial thing of what we think is love or arousement to overtake this polluted generation. That's why this damnable thing, the television, the things that create a spirit in the homes today that is so vile, so wicked, so unclean, so corrupt, that even the little ones have these sensual desires and pleasures. Hallelujah. Even the little ones are doing things that when I was a kid, it was not even thought of, not even mentioned. Sure it is. They're allowing this foul thing of hell to train their children, to teach them, to show them. They're putting them in these institutions of hell, these damnable schools. I will say it. They teach your daughters how to be whores. They teach your sons how to be faggots with their pants off their ass and to be feminine things. They think they're masculine because they can run a ball. A jackass can run a ball. He's going to be dumb as hell and ignorant, look dumb, and they act dumb. That is not Yah. He told you, mama, your dad is to train them up in the disciplines of Yah. You give them over to hell, you Jezebel. He means what he says. I don't take a word back. Teach your daughters how to be whores, how to dress like whores, how to hide whores things in their hearts. And they're not around you to do every kind of vile, damnable, filthy thing it is. He wants us to be gathered in Yahshua. And you teach them right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get from under the bondage of hell. He meant what he says, brother. Well, how do you know? Did he take Yisrael to Miss Ryan? Did he take them there? Sure he did. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Did he carve out them a place called Goshen? Did Yahweh do that? Did he set them in a city of their own? Did they increase? When Pharaoh said, kill the firstborn, kill the boys, did they increase? When they oppressed them, say, not only did you make the bricks, but you got to get the straw to get them. Did they increase? Sure they increased. Were they fruitful? Sure they did. That's why they began to cry out. He didn't hear them for the cross. He heard them because of the taskmasters. We got to love Yahweh. And so this world is bringing us down to the seductive power that we're brought under the government of it. And that's why there'll be those that they will receive the mark of this age willingly. They will receive it willingly. They're not going to combat against hell. For the instrument of hell is that thing that's set in every room in your house, in every compartment. You can spend more time with that than you do your youngins. You give that more love and affection than you do your wife. You're fat. You're not even a faggot of a man. You don't even, Jezebel of a woman, you sit down 3 hours at that and spend more time with that than you could take a few minutes or a little time with your wife and your youngins. Come on, you know that's twisted as hell. No different than the computers and all. Sit there and surf on that damnable thing all night looking for what? Looking for what? You're not going to find nothing but hell and webs and sin and wickedness. That's all on that damnable thing. Well, you all on it. It's a light on there. Hallelujah. Should we go on the radio too? And all around us, these pagan liars and perverts like stairs and all these corruptors, the humbars and the swaggots. But I will declare just like this. Hallelujah. I want to be gathered in the bosom of Yahshua and his tender gentleness guide us. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. I speak this way because I have a hava enough to tell you the truth. I am concerned about the house of Yisrael. I'm not trying to get rich. I'm not going to get rich. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to set out a carved meal or something here. I'm not trying to do that. My delight is that you're fat and you're healthy. I delight in that more than anything. I don't care if it hurt us on one end to make sure that his house is fat. I will do that. And that is the truth. I'm not trying to see what I can amass for me. I have nothing. I don't want the things that cock me down. Don't have no toys. I don't need no toys. I don't need little trinkets to play with. Consume my time. Well, you got that pewter over that. You know what? That one is almost obsolete. I need something that drives a little faster because of what I do. I do. Other wife was telling me, he said, look at that monitor you got. I said, man, I went in the store and he's been knowing me ever since we've been here. Radio Shack. He called me Reverend. I said, man, don't call me that. Don't dishonor me like that. He said, oh, I'm just honest. I said, no, don't call me that. He said to me, Pastor Roberts, he said, you buy that right there. It's a monitor. 30 inches wide. 27 or 30 inches wide. I said, man, I'm not buying no television. If I buy it, I'll watch it. He said, no, Pastor Roberts, you don't have to watch it. It's a monitor. Well, when I try to do multitasking, what I do, I will have something open here, maybe one here and one there. So if I need to copy that and put that over there, when I'm researching, when I'm writing, if I need to copy that, put it over there. Well, what I have to do is close that down and go to that one and go close, open that one back. And so now I got something that, well, I can pull something from here and put it right there. Take that from here and put it over there. That's what they call multitasking. So I can do more than one task. I can do 3, 4, 5 tasks with one stream. I can see everyone that's opened just from that one stream. And I said, I'm not buying that, Norm. He said, Pastor Roberts, $463. I said, man, so I'm not buying that. Well, Brother James blessed me with an offer of $500. Well, I used the $500 to buy it. I'm sorry, as I looked at that little monitor I have 4 boxes over there like that. It's hard to see. Got one here, one there, one there, one there. Pulling from here to drop there, drop from there, there. And so I said to Brother Allah, I said, you know, Norm said he got that television monitor up there. Can you fix that thing where it would never get a television signal? He said, I'll fix that. And he fixed it, we'll never get it. You buy it, you're just buying a monitor. And of course, it's very nice to open that thing up. I got a big old window here. I got a big one there. I got a big one there. I use it for those purposes. I don't search the net for nothing. I don't search it for this or that. I read the news. I look at the weather probably 25 times a day. Sister Robert says, it doesn't change. I understand that. As far as searching for this, I don't do it, brother. And y'all's my witness, I do not. And if I'm a liar, all liars, no liar is going to tear before him. I use it for specific purpose. I tell you what, if you want to see, I have a history on that system. 6 months I keep it. You can go in there and look at it. And many times I show the brother, see what I mean? All week, same thing. I don't play with it. I know what it will do. It's not a clean thing. It'll take their men to sit down in that thing and in these chat rooms and talking to women like hell will I do that. I'm not going to do that. They got everything out of homosexual rooms to every kind of perverted thing you can think of. It's on that damnable thing. It's vile. Hallelujah. And Yah doesn't want us participating in that. In the midst of all that, He has a sword in the midst. Yahweh sword. It's amazing because you can almost type in anything. Website come on the first or the second. That's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even with our ignorance about that, it comes up first. You type in Yahweh's truth. Bam. Communities. A woman wrote me up there and said, look, type in communities, and there you were. And I was blessed to go in there. I'm so delighted. And I will send you offerings to help you as I can. That's a beautiful spirit, isn't it? Sure it is. He said, I will gather, I will carve out, I will gather the remnant. We are the remnant, are we not? That's all He's gathering for His gatherings. That's why they're called gatherings. Kabats. He will gather the remnant. Those that are not of the remnant, He's not going to gather. I will gather the remnant of my flock. Is that not His flock? Is it not personal to Him? Out of all countries where I've driven them, I will bring them again unto their fold. And they shall be fruitful, they shall be para, and they shall increase, they shall have robah. He also says in the same book, and I will set up. Is this Yahweh? When one sets up, He establishes, right? When one sets up, He ordains, right? Does He say that? He said, now this group has led them astray. And now He said, and I will set up shepherds, what? Over. Not under, but over. I will set up shepherds over. I will set up shepherds over them, which shall do what? They're going to feed them, and they shall fear no more, neither shall they be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith Yah. If you're lacking, it's because you're not hearing. If you have lack because you're not hearing, Yah said, I'm going to gather the remnant. They're going to be fruitful, they're going to increase, and I will set up shepherds, I will set up roha, I will set up men that are ordained out of my bosom. And to think that Yah doesn't do that, trust them, and lies. Yeshua was a man, and I trust every work He did. I trust what Yeshua said. I believe it came from the throne of Almighty Yah. I don't care how many have tried to alter it. The Ruach is still right. Come on, wife. You got a husband. What is a man? A husband is a man. Come on, people. Is a woman a woman? Come on, man. You don't trust your wife? I trust my wife. I truly do. I don't trust her doing me no harm all my life. Scripture says a virtuous woman, she will do her husband no evil all her life. None whatsoever. I trust my wife. Is she a woman? Well, I don't trust no man. Well, man, you trust your wife? Why, yes, you ignorant. Are we one body in Yeshua? One body, right? Come on. But yeah, even in those expressions, if I'm teaching you something that is diametrically opposed to Torah, you say, but that's not what it says right there. I know that, but this is a revelation. That's not a revelation. Revelation will come from Torah. It comes from truth. It's based upon truth. It's not based upon opinion. It's revealed by the power of a great work in a man's life. That's what a revelation is. It's a great work. It is a great... When a man gets a revelation, he shines. How do I know that? Do you know how I know that? Can I tell you? Will you believe me? Told her, my brother, when Moshe came from off the mountain, did he have a shine on his face? Did he have a revelation? Sure, he had a revelation. These ignorant men talking about they got a revelation. They have no revelation because the revelation of Yah makes a man shine. Yeah! Sure it does. You may have a little truth imparted unto you, but you don't have no revelation. It reveals the very to the power of Yah's purpose. When a man understands the power of the workers of Yah, when he is gathering Yeshua, it makes him mad. He is fat. He dances. He shouts. Come on. He dances before Yah. Come on. Did old Miriam, when she received that revelation, did she not take the timbrels up and say, come on, daughters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did she dance? Sure she did. Just bless Yah for a man that Yah deals with. Was Yah dealing with Jeremiah? Did he speak a lie? Did he speak a lie? Can you trust what he said? But he was a man. Stupid generation. Hallelujah. Stupid generation. It doesn't have understanding of what truth says. That's why we err so much. That's why we got so many people that are doing their own thing. They go on their own way and they think they have the interpretation. When the revelation comes, it brings about a great, powerful assurance in one. Just like Yohanan on Patmos. Man, that was a great revelation, wasn't it? Sure was. You began to send that letter out unto the assemblies throughout Asia, to the lost sheep of Israel. As the Ruach moved upon him, he wrote with great diligence. And as he wrote, his inward parts shone with the brightness of Yeshua. And the more he wrote, the greater the intensity of the light of Yeshua rose up in him. He's going to gather the remnant, brothers and sisters. He's going to gather us. And that's why we gather together, even on the Shabbat. Put nothing before the Shabbat. I don't care what it is. You don't let nothing supersede the Shabbat. We do what Yahweh says. I don't care what it is. We do what Yahweh says. It is a day that is Kadosh. It is a time period that he rested. And he intended for that. He does. He says here in verse 5. He said, behold, the day comes, saith Yahweh. This is Yahweh speaking, isn't it? You tell me we're going to trust this man, Jeremiah, to say this is Yahweh speaking? He wrote it, did he not? Trust no man, though. You know, it's idiotic the way they express that. And then when someone say to them, well, you said that, you said trust no man. Well, that's not what I meant. Now, you meant what you said. Because you're afraid. You don't want someone to sit under the man that Yah sits up. Yahweh said, he said in verse 4, he tells us a lie or he tells us the truth. He said, and I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them. He did not say, I will set up shepherds under them. He said, over them. They will have the charge of Yahweh. They have the authority of Yah. They will have the wisdom that Yah imparts unto him by the revelation of Yahshua and the power of this renewed covenant. He said, I'm going to set them over them, and they're going to feed them. And they shall fear no more. They shall not have the fear. They will have the ahava of Yah. And the perfect love of Yah casts out all fear. They'll have that. And they will not be dismayed. They will not be hostile. They will not be dismayed. They will not be confused and confound. They will not. Neither shall they like. They will not like anything at all. The healing. The confidence in Yahweh. They will not like that, brothers and sisters. I speak to impart His truth unto us. I'm not trying to build a memorial unto me. I want us to enhance His memorial. And His Shabbat is a time of memorial. That we remember His name, His house. His feast days are days of memorials unto Him. That we cast out every name, cast out grandmama. I don't care if she's sick and dying. Just do what Yah says. Well, my job, believe me, they'll survive if you die today. They'll say, Cliff Martin dead. Oh, brother Cliff, man. And that's it. And they will keep writing. They're not going to shut down. Told her. Brother Dale Rainey, he got killed? Oh, man, okay. Wow. I didn't really know him, but he seemed like a nice fella. I use that as an example. They're not going to shut down. The world doesn't stop because one died. It didn't shut down when the Pope died. And he was known more about more folks than you or me. Did it shut down when Yahshua died? But Yah shut it down, didn't he? He turned it black. Boom. Hallelujah. He shut the eyes. They couldn't see. The whole world just turned black. Sure he did. He said, behold, the day comes, saith Yah, that I will raise up to David a Sadiq branch, Yahshua. He has raised him up. And a king shall reign and prosper. And he shall execute mishpat and judgment in the earth. In his days, Yehuda shall be saved. And I like this part. And Israel, the full house, shall dwell safely. And this is his, and in his name, whereby he shall be called Yahweh our Tzedekah. Yahweh our righteousness. Is Yahshua not the righteousness of Yah? Did he come to destroy the Nabi of the Torah? He came to fulfill it. Is not Yahweh's Tzedekah righteousness from everlasting to everlasting? Is not his Torah his truth? And that is what his name is. He is the living power of Torah. Is he not the word of Yah made flesh? He is the word of Yahweh made flesh. He is the word of Yahweh made flesh. And these ignorant people try to explain him. They just need to receive what scripture says. He is the word of Yahweh made flesh. That's what he is. He is the power of living truth to show us in the body of flesh. It can operate in the power that Yah intended for it to. That's why we're without any excuse, brothers and sisters. Gather us, Yahweh. Gather Israel. Gather us unto Yeshua in Yeshua. Gather us for the great day of a great day of offering. And that is what the feast days are for. There are times of gatherings and offerings unto Yahweh of praises and Torah and dancing and singing before our Abba. I don't believe that. You know, weeks before their pagan, damnable Jezebel spiritual day, Xmas, when they're all drawn under the power of Shatan. It is one thing that they do in many nations. They still do it here. They do a thing they call caroling. Do they not? Do they go caroling? Caroling, caroling through the snow. You know they sing that song? Christmas time forever. They do that, don't they? They have their cantatas, don't they? They have them in the whorehouses, do they not? Do they not have them in the whorehouses? And they sing praises unto their God, this fat beast of hell. Oh, he has a beard because something about that beard is very vital unto Yahweh. Sure it is. He gave his face and they pulled his hair. At all jobs, they tell you, you can't grow a beard. You say what you want to. They don't want you to do that. Don't grow no hair. Don't these whorehouses, they look at you if you got a beard or something. Well, Brother Robertson, now the beard. Nah. Sure it is. So they put this false demonic power before the people. And the children bow down to worship this beast of hell. Yahweh is the only one we worship. We seek as such to, he seeketh such to worship him in Ruah, what? In the life of Yeshua and in the spirit of Yeshua. You cannot worship Yahweh out of Yeshua. They worship in the covenant because they went. It was a lot of vanity. It was more ritual and actions and washing of pots and of hands. Yeshua, when he came, he washed us. He gathered us together and he bathed us. He washed us once. We're washed by the power of his cleansing atonement, his blood. So I don't have to worry about washing a pot a certain way and bathing when I bathe. No, I just come before Yeshua. Shine on me, oh shine on me, Yahweh. Let the rain of the heavens wash me, cleanse. What rain, Yeshua? Oh, let the rains, Yahweh, wash me and cleanse me. Oh, let the rains of your heavens wash me, Yahweh. So we wait for the fullness of the latter rain to come, don't we? Are we not gathered for the latter rain? That's why we gather in Yeshua for the latter rain. And when this latter rain comes, he's going to pour out the power of his Ruah, and the little ones shall speak in the tongues of Yah, whereby the ones in China will understand. And the one in China will speak in the language of Yah, whereby the one in England will understand. And the one in England will speak in tongues, and whereby the one in Swahili land, that one will understand. Come on here, somebody. So let the waters of Hashemayim flow and wash us and cleanse us. That's why we gather during the times of these great memorials unto him, unto his name. For in that name we find deliverance. No other name, brothers and sisters. It's not any other name. This is the simple truth. Any brother can get up here and expound on this. You don't have to be a preacher. You can tell us this. Hallelujah. You may not talk as loud as me, but you can tell me the same thing. Hallelujah. I want to close here with a few scriptures. Hallelujah. He said, the day shall come and Yahweh will raise up Yeshua. And he shall be king, he shall reign and prosper. And he shall execute the Tzedekah judgment of Yahweh. It says in verse 6, in his days that Yehuda, the loin that he came from, and all Israel shall be saved because his name shall be called the Tzaddikah One. Yeshua tells us of the great mighty one in Matitiah, Matthew 3:12. He says, in Yahweh's hand, listen, brothers and sisters, Matitiah 3:12, whose fan is in his hand, and Yeshua is the fan of Yah, is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather, he's going to gather what? His wheat into the garners. And he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. He is fanning the wheat fields. Yeshua's fanning. You see, he's going to separate the wheat from the tare. He shall send forth the Melechim out of Hashemam, and they shall gather up all the tare, the wicked ones, and bundle them for the tear of hell. Let no one tell you hell is not real. No one will tell you when you go there you're burned up. I will show us a preponderance of evidence in scripture lies. I'm going to write a little book on that too, because you got these proponents of lies out there. Hallelujah. You all just pray that God gives me the strength and the wisdom. I'm not afraid what man can do to me. I really am not. But I know that there are things that there are those that need to hear. I do not believe that this was coincident that Yah opened up the radio for us to go back on. I know it's Almighty Yahweh. There are those that do not have computers and internet. But there are those in far places do have the radio. And that broadcast will get all the way down to Jamaica. We send that sister radio. At least she can have food daily to revive her. She can. She can hear something from Yahweh. And there are those in the prison houses that don't have it, but they have radios. There are those that are all around this country and in other parts of the world. They can hear. They can. And one, the person that Yah moved out for us, he has this lying, deceivable doctrine of Gene Scott that pollutes many. It gives them the will and the privilege to do what they want to and to act like beastly dogs. And now the standard of Yahweh shall rise up. You got perverts like R.G. Stare with these greedy dogs thinking because they are able to get finance that is a sign that Yahweh is with them. No, Yahshua shows us a sign that Yahweh is with us. We're going to be fruitful. Why? Because we're gathered unto Yahweh in the bosom of Yahshua and we eat the whole stay of bread. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of Yahweh's mouth. His moadims, his memorials, his name are forever established. That's why we gather in Yahshua, to gather to show the approval of our Abba in this precious living hope that we have in Yahshua. He has his right, he has the Yahshua in his right hand to purge the floor, and he's going to gather his wheat. I want to be wheat. I want to be wheat. Gather me, Yahweh. He's going to gather wheat. And everything that is chaff, when he send the fan through, they're going to run. He's going to blow. He breathed upon man. And he became a living being, didn't he? And so when he breathed upon the remnant, the elect, that which is not of Yahweh is going to be blown away like chaff. So when he breathed his truth upon us, it's going to impart into Yisrael, the remnant. He's bringing us together. He's gathering us so he can breathe on us. He's going to breathe on us, brothers and sisters. The latter rain is coming down. He's going to pour down. He doesn't want you to be bogged down with the ways of the heathens, your mind heathenistic, and turn away from him. We cannot serve Mammoth and Yah too, brothers and sisters. We cannot give part of ourselves to the world and part to Yah. It doesn't work. We become very dysfunctional. We become hypocritical and superficial. We got to give him everything. If I can't give him all, I don't want to do anything. If I'm going to do it, Elder Wyman and I were talking the other day. I say, Elder, if I'm going to do it, I'm just going to go ahead and go out there and just do it. I'm still virile enough in some aspects, and if I'm going to do it, just go out there and be a flat-out fool. I don't want to be a fool. I don't want to say no to Yah. I don't want to say no to your purpose, Yahweh. I don't want to dispel Yahshua and say no, Yahshua. I say yes, Yah. Yes to Yahshua. Yes to your commands. Yes to your truth. Gather me unto the Abba. I don't want to say that to him. There's nothing out there. There's nothing for me to desire out there. There's nothing out there. It doesn't create life. But Yahshua brings the power of life unto us. It doesn't create hope. I don't care. Jobs, money. It never creates that. But Yahshua gives us hope, brothers and sisters. You have no promise out there. There's no promise. No promise. The economy is going to fall, brothers and sisters. It's going to fall. Hallelujah. It's going to fall. And that's the truth. I'll read a few more verses before I close. I intend to close a little early today. I got plenty to preach, but that's all right. Give you a little bit to wet your feet, and then you begin to tread the waters. It says, as Yah speaks to Israel, it says in Zephaniah, Zephaniah chapter 3. I'll read a few verses here. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 16. I long for this day. Oh, I want to see Yahweh, look upon Yah's face, there to sing for eternity of Yahshua's saving power. On the streets of his kingdom, let me live my voice. Yahshua, make me free, and I'm free at last to worship my Abba. Whoa, what a day it shall be. What a wonderful time when I see Yahshua. No more tears to cry, no more pains to bear. Yahshua will have taken them all away. Oh, what a time of fellowship it shall be. What of time of singing it shall be. I shall cry, this is Abba, for I shall stand in the presence of Yah. I don't need words, brothers and sisters. I don't need no chorus. I sing just what's in me. Hallelujah. I sing from the Ruah of his joy in me. Because there's one thing that I do know, I tell you all. I know that I will expire in this life. I know that. I understand that. I do know that. But I have a great assurance. Precious in the sight of Yah is the death of the sleep of his Kirusham. That's all right by me. I want to close from here in Zephaniah chapter 3. Zephaniah. As Yah speaks unto Israel. Are we Israel? Are we not Israel? So this is for you today. He said in that day. And we're in that day. All right. In that day. It shall be said to Jerusalem. Fear not. It's amazing that. That this gathering began with the Ruah of fear Yirah. It began with that. He said, fear not. And he says unto the elect woman, the call out to Zion, to his house of praise and worship, let not your hands be slack or weak, feeble. Don't let your hands be weak. He says, Yahweh, your Abba, is in the midst of you, is mighty. So know that Yahweh is in the midst of us. Do you know that for surely? Can I give you some more assurance? It's simple. Can I give you a truth that you will know without a doubt that he is in the midst of you? Us, can I tell you? If you want me to tell you, say, tell me, preacher. Where there are two or three gathered in his name. He said, there shall I be in the midst. If you came gathered in his name, lift your hands. Let me see if I can get two or three. Ah, that's enough. Don't need no count. So we know that he is in the midst of us and he is mighty. The simple truths, brothers and sisters. I don't want nothing complex. I tell my brother Alan all the time, you complex it so that you make it hard to even understand the simplicity of it. I see things simple. Yahshua was just the son of Yah. He was a man to cleanse us from our sins. You understand that? Hallelujah. Yahweh is in the midst of us. He is mighty. He will save. He will save. Zephaniah 3:17. He will save. He will rejoice over you with joy. You tell me the Abba? He rejoices over you with joy? Do you all hear that? I don't think we comprehend that. He will rejoice over you with joy because He will save you. He will rest in His ahava for you, His love. For you so loved this Olam that He gave Yeshua. He will joy over you with what? Sing unto Yah Israel. Sing unto Yah with the great sound of the shofar. He will rejoice over you with singing. Now that's profound, that He rejoices over you with singing. Hallelujah. He says, I will gather them. Hallelujah. I will gather them. I will gather them that are sorrowful. You've been sorrowful, haven't you? And He said, for the solemn assembly. For the assembly that just passed, it was a solemn assembly of Yah. He will gather us, but there's one that is coming that this one is a prelude to. Assembling of Yahweh's people, He's going to gather them. He said, who are of you to whom the reproach of it was a burden? He said, behold, at that time I will deal with all that afflict you, those that have caused you burdens and pain. Yahweh said, I will deal with them. He said, I will deal with them. Don't worry about it, about them. I will deal with them. That's why He tells you to pray for your enemy. He said, I will deal with them. And I will save her that halt, those that don't have the strength or walk with a limp, and those that are not as mature as you. Yahweh said, I'm going to save them that are halt. And He said, and gather her that was driven out. Those that were driven out, Yahweh said, I'm going to gather them. Those that the false ones have driven out, Yahweh said, I'm going to gather them. Because you do not you do not surrender to their false traditions and their doctrines, He said, I'm going to gather you. And I will get for them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. It will say, well, old Pastor Robinson is a fool. You don't want to hear him. And yet He said, I will cause you to have praise among them. And they must say that what he has, or she, what they have is greater than what I have. At that time, will I bring you again? Even in that time that I gather you. For I will make you a name and a praise among all the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith Yahweh. We have walked in captivity, haven't we? He said, I'm going to turn the captivity back. And they're going to know that you walk in the power of my strength. They think that you are under some bondage or some occulted practice, but they will know that you walk in the light of my truth. I will gather Israel. I'm here to tell you He's going to gather no one but Israel. And when He gathers, my brother, everything that these feast days allude to, just like He did in the day of Pentecost, Shabbat, He poured out the power of that living river from Hashemayim, and it was poured down upon the nation of Israel, and they heard them preach the word of Yahshua in their own languages. Yahweh is going to pour that power, whether you're a lamb, whether you're a sheep, whether you're a babe, whether you're halt, whether you're weak. When the word of Yahweh is spoken, it's going to bring the life and the power of the witness of Yahshua alive. And you will know that you are gathered in Him. You will know it. So gather us, Yahweh. Gather us together that we may be echad in Yahshua. That we may be one. Gather Israel, that they may lift up your name and your standard in the name of Yahshua. Israel said, hallelujah. 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 I'm going to stop right there. I'm wore out. I have another two or three pages I could preach from, but I'm going to stop from there. All right. Hallelujah. May Yah gather us all, Israel. You that are listening, Israel, we bless you today. Hallelujah. That we may have fellowship. Yah barak you all. Bless you all that are listening, you that, everyone that's listening. This is for you as we sing this song, as we close the day. Let the Ruah of Hamashiach rest in you mightily. The power of His Ahava, the Ahava of love, fill you mightily. Bless you all. This song for you all. Come on, you all. Hallelujah. Thank you. We ask all things in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. We brought you our Abba and Israel cried, Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.